Why are you always like, they'll cast a Mike Noah on?
No, I'm just saying, yo. I wasn't even trying to do that because of that real shit. I really wasn't.
Well, it's okay because I just recorded that part. So anyways, hey everybody, welcome back. It's Akuya. Chantel's not here because I'm in Atlanta with my crew, my homies.
Hey.
But so I'm in ATL. It's our last night here, so I decided to record a podcast. I'm with people, starting from you. Introduce your name and what your zodiac sign is.
I'm not going to say my name. I'm going to say my nickname, Queenie, and I'm an Aries.
Okay,
I'm Aries.
Okay. We got Lisa Lee, and I'm an Aries.
Hey.
Of course.
Hey.
It's Kofi K and I'm a Pisces. Pisces gang.
This is the Pisces Lounge. That's what the podcast is called. So you know. Pisces Lounge.
Emotional killers.
Yes. Okay. We don't play.
I'm go see a fall.
And then
my name is Sharon.
Yes.
And I'm a Gemini.
You're a Gemini.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Two faced.
What's the Gemini sign?
It's the two faces.
It's the two signs, the two faces.
Oh, the two faces.
Yeah.
So you guys are double.
What is Pisces?
Yeah.
A fish?
Yeah. We're fish. For water.
Yeah. I'm an air sign.
Air.
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, so your birthday's coming up soon.
It is.
What are you planning to do?
There's a surprise.
It's a surprise? Hey!
Everybody will find out tomorrow.
Hey!
Tomorrow will be 30 days into my birthday.
Hey!
So you guys will see.
So we need
you
to...
You're having your brain, just tell us.
Okay, I've already planned it.
Hey!
But I will officially... Mm-hmm. Everybody will officially get an invitation by the end of the week.
It's so culture, I mean, because I have to take days off at work.
No, it's a one-day thing.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's a one-day thing. It's on a weekend. Really cute, just with my, you know, my peeps.
Yeah.
You guys will get an invitation.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be really upset about it, though, because it's only going to be you guys, but it's going to be really cute, I promise.
Oh, it's only going to be us? Oh.
No,
that's
going to be...
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, it's going to be just us, but it's going to be cute, yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's
cute.
Good.
It's like a dress-up.
Oh, that's cute. So, the first day we got here in Atlanta, the plane was just... There was too much turbulence.
Yo,
like,
did you know
that we're going
to die?
Like,
yo,
the problem is, you two were like kind of knocked at first. Me and Lisa were like, scared.
What do you mean?
You guys were kind of
sleeping.
No, we weren't.
No, she didn't sleep.
I didn't sleep.
I felt it, but then I slept after. Like,
yo,
I
the way I was holding up onto Lisa's seat so tight.
Yeah, she was. I saw her.
Yeah, I was just staring at Lisa. I'm like, I was going to die. I was so scared.
I have to close my eyes, so I'm like, nah, I have to force myself to sleep. If I kept myself awake,
yeah.
And I'd feel everything in my stomach. So
but I think I felt worse because the lady was panicking.
She wasn't helping.
She rang the bell thing, and then she ran to the back.
Yeah.
Also
I thought she's new. I honestly feel like she's new.
Yeah.
That lady.
Well, all that attitude.
She's new.
She's new, so she thinks she has to be hardcore.
Right?
That's what it was.
And then we got to the airport, and we're thinking we're domestic to get our baggage. So then, what was it? We took the train from one point to all the way to the other end of the airport, only
which
to find
long.
Out we're considered international.
Which is very stupid.
How are we considered international? International. We're in the same...
We're in North America.
We're in North America. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. When you come to Canada, there's US, there's international, and there's Canadians.
Yeah.
How are you going to tell us we're international? So then we had to take... What did we take? The shuttle?
Yeah.
All the way back.
God.
To go get our bags. And then we have to go all the way back?
Before we even got our bags, we couldn't find
our bags. Oh, yeah.
Was yours in the room too? Yours was in the little room? Why did I come on a totally different day and the same thing happened to me?
Yes,
young blood, you looking for your bag? The guy in the baggage room, young blood.
Even we asked them, like, where do we get our stuff? They didn't even know where to tell us.
They didn't know. I just saw the blue bag. I'm like, wow, this how you guys do me?
Just put it, but like, they didn't dash it or anything.
They just lined it up.
Yeah. You know, but the fact that we didn't see it there,
Because I'm like, I travel all around, go from shuttle to bus to
and
then someone steals my bag.
I know. I would have
feel that. You guys would have feel my wrath that day.
Oh my god,
for sure.
Oh god. And then we have to go all the way back for the rental. That's another one.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
A forever too. I was just sitting down. I
it's
even
so funny
because
Nana told me she went through this, but didn't tell me. And you would think I'd have sense to be like, what did you guys do wrong so I don't do it?
Yeah.
She's just like, yo, our thing was dumb. We took the wrong train. We've been here at the airport for an hour, but we're just leaving. I'm like, all right, cool, cool. I'll talk to you later. Then I come the next day and do the exact same shit. Same rental situation. Same everything.
That's why, no, Americans don't like us, eh?
They're dumb. Like, how are we international?
Just right? Segregation. Why? Segregation.
And then you got to the top of the escalator, you looked for Air Canada, you didn't see it?
Yeah.
We didn't see nothing. To the left,
I'm like, yo, where's Air Canada? He's just like, oh, you're international.
Even when we got to the international side, we even asked the lady where Air Canada is. She couldn't even tell us where it was. She was even gonna send us back to where we came from. We're like, no, they told us to come here.
Right?
Like, It was a lot of stress.
It was a lot.
Then what else happened? We
got the rental, right? Yeah. That itself took so long.
It was long as fuck.
Holy.
Yeah, we so many people, but still.
And then where did we go? We ended up going shopping here and there. We went to Target.
Yeah.
And then we met some girl, Precious.
Yes, right? I remember. She was trying to get us to buy something. We just weren't having it. Like a flight package or something. Like that.
Oh, that was her name? Who?
The girl's name was Precious. No, that was a girl from Target.
The girl from Target, I'm talking about.
I was talking about the girl that was selling us the travel. We didn't need that.
Yeah, we didn't need that still. But anyways, we got to our hotel. Our hotel was so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
It was.
It's in the middle of everything. We stayed in Buckhead. And there's malls all around us. There's always something to do. Now, you guys tried Chick-fil-A. I haven't tried it yet. How did you guys like it?
It was good.
The Polynesian sauce?
The Polynesian sauce made it better. I'm not a chicken fan, but
is A1, eh?
No, the Polynesian.
Before we get on the plane, I have to get one.
Thank you. We need to bring some.
Yeah, because
it's nice to try it.
It does. Yeah. Oh, you didn't try it either, Lisa?
No, it was good. You need to try it.
No, the Polynesian
sauce. I tried a little bit of this.
It's lit.
And the waffle fries.
The waffle fries?
They're okay, but they're too soft for me, to be honest. And I don't like fries. They're too soft.
You know I didn't care for the fries.
Yeah, she didn't. I even dashed mine out, to be honest.
Right.
I did after.
I boxed out.
Yeah? I didn't. It was okay, though. It wasn't bad.
And they're so nice. The lady in there was talking too much, though. Like, you know, for a solid 5 minutes just talking, she was so pleasure, like it was such a nice conversation, but it wasn't needed.
Yeah, like, they're so nice. Like, even when we went to the mall and they, like, when we passed by the travel lady, and she was talking to us like nothing.
People here
are very nice, and it's like, I feel like we were saying before, it's like Brampton, but instead of Indian people, it's Black people.
Yeah, literally.
Like, Black people are the majority.
Yeah,
that's good. Like, still, that's nice.
I would live here for real.
I
never thought about living in the States, but if I were to move here, definitely
the places
that I moved to.
Yeah,
for sure.
New York was on my list, but not after
New York.
That.
No.
What do you do in New York?
Yeah.
Did you see how Atlanta is? Why would you want to be in New York?
But that's what I'm saying. Before all the states I've been through, none of them have been like DC. Sucks. I mean, it's a party there, but it's not as good as New York or Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah.
DC.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a large Black population as well. Nothing like it is here, but here is dumb. No matter which borough you're in, it's all Black people.
All Black
if you're in the hood, it's Black people. If you're in Buckhead, it's Black people. Like,
it's so
everywhere.
Nice.
Like, it's nice, and you see people like of a good stature, like with a lot of money and nice cars.
And all the girls are thick. Like, what? All the things have body.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen a few, a few is kind of scary, no lie.
But everybody here cares about their image. It's not like everyone here cares about their image.
That's
true. You may not do it so it's nice, but everybody gives a fuck.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like we cared about it. Maybe because we're on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we do.
Probably.
If I went back home, I'd probably have a head time.
I wouldn't even care to dress up that much.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that serious.
That's true, too.
It wouldn't.
So the first night, we went out to Hole in the Wall.
We were supposed to go somewhere first.
We had fun at Hole in the Wall.
We drove by it, we're like, okay.
Yeah.
We still want to go somewhere else. And then
we came back and
Hole
in the Wall was motherfucking popping.
Even though it was raining.
We put a bag over our head.
The freaking security guard had to like
put an umbrella over us to the front.
That was
nice. It was pouring.
I like that service. We didn't even pray.
As soon as we got inside, like, we were ready. Like, we were so amped. We're ready to have fun.
The music was good.
The music was really good.
We got approached as soon as we got in.
Literally.
Oh, of course.
Like a swarm.
People can tell we weren't from here.
People were swimming us.
Oh, Lee. Good. So anyway, so then we met a guy who showed us, like, we wanted somewhere to go after Hole in the Wall. So we met a guy. So he told us to follow him. We did not know where we were going. How far was that?
Half an hour, 45 minutes.
Holy.
Oh, and we're so
scared. Yeah.
We went on the highway.
I'm so scared. I'm like,
the trip
to the strip club.
What is it called?
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu. Fab.
Like, AKA on the rocks.
Ha.
And it was raining too, eh?
It was pouring. My dress was like all wet.
We got inside, we're looking around, we're like, I don't get it.
What is going on here?
There wasn't no pulse or nothing. It was just girls giving lap dances here, there. You turn around, everywhere is dark. In the back, you turn around, you just see a, yeah, bare lap dances. There was just one guy who was just sitting there. Oh, the girl was just dancing on him for a good 20 minutes. That girl?
Yeah. If that was my man, I'd be doing the same thing.
She was having sex with him because it didn't make any sense.
It was crazy. So anyways, us getting home was scary because it kept raining and raining and raining. Oh, shit. To the point where it was an emergency warning.
Yeah.
We got a warning on our phone. So it rained for like, what, 12 hours?
Yeah.
Holy, it was crazy. And then the weather was kind of shit the next day. But anyways, the second day, what did we do? We went to the mall?
Again.
And then we went to go see Burna Boy.
Yes.
Hey, that's another one.
That one?
Hey.
Lisa,
you even have to tell the story for this one.
Yeah, you have to tell the story.
Before we even got there, we didn't even know we were going to Burna Boy in the first place.
We didn't even know.
We were looking for things to do, and then somebody said that how they could get us Burna Boy tickets.
Right.
So we got
it. Oh, my God. The tickets and the concert are two different things. Like, it's two different stories.
Girl. Like, literally. So we got the tickets or whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like there was anything wrong with them, but I won't lie. I did look at it and I realized that all the seats on all four tickets said the exact same thing. They said GA on every single one of them.
General admission.
That's what I took it as. So I left it and I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me just like, whatever. I said row and it said GA and I'm just like, okay, cool. Maybe it's just, that's what just what it meant to forget it.
Right.
So we got there. We were in the line. Me and Aquia went in the line. And they went to Cardiomantico Park or whatever. And Aquia were facing heavy wind, okay?
Oh my God.
We had to turn our body when the wind was flying. It was so cold at nighttime. We're just standing there for so long. Like, it was crazy. And Nana and Lisa came in, the line was still not, it wasn't anywhere.
And I'm just like, what are you guys doing?
And Lisa wants to be a hero.
We don't know anyone here. Let's just go to the front.
And I'm just standing there
pretending somebody is there.
Right?
Did you see me go talk to the girl?
Yo, Lisa just ran up to the front. She just started talking to some random girl.
We literally walked by everybody. You know how far we were in the back? We were far in the back.
Yeah.
And we're just, we were just like flying through the line.
Yeah. So then after we get there, the girls.
What happened? What did Lisa do to the guy's Red Bull?
So Lisa found a Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa found a Red Bull on the window seal.
Oh, yeah.
She picked it up, and like, I couldn't tell her in time, but the guy was looking for his drink. So when he finally seen her, holding the drink,
And by the way, it was brand new.
Why would you leave your drink there like that?
A fresh Red Bull.
Yeah.
On the ledge. We just assumed that, like, you know, it was just there. So we picked it up, and the guy was apparently looking for it. So when I realized he was looking for it, I tried to talk about it. It was too late. She already opened it. Uh-huh. And I told Amanda that she opened it, but it's like she didn't drink it, so if you want it. And he just flipped, and he's like, you slapped
him. Going crazy.
How come I never heard this?
What? He even shook the
He shook the walls. What? Yeah, those things.
He shook the fence.
We were so scared. I'm like, whoa.
He's like, what the fuck, man? That's so disrespectful. And I'm just like,
disrespectful. You left your drink and nowhere to, like, anybody.
Yeah. Wow. He got so busy. He just walked away from his job. Like, it was crazy. We're just watching him.
Oh, that guy? Yeah. That's why he was mad?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know.
It was his. He was so pissed. He just walked away. He's even trying to apologize, and the man didn't even look at her face.
Oh my gosh.
Who the hell's trying to add me on Snapchat? Like, what's this? What's Lena Becker? Who's Lena? I don't know you.
Hey.
I'm not accepting you. Bye.
So yeah, so then the lady scans her tickets. I'm thinking we're good to go. So I start walking and she's like, oh no, wait. You know, this is not like the official website.
I'm like, you guys fucking crazy.
Blah, blah, blah. This and that. So then some guy comes and he's like, just hold on 1 second.
We're trying to figure it out.
We're trying to figure out. Yo, as soon as the man turned his back, I'm like, let me just start walking.
Let's go. Let's go straight to the back.
He was chasing us for a
while. Following us for a little bit, and
we
went into the crowd, and then he lost us anymore.
So we basically got into the concert for free.
Yeah.
And then, so whatever, we were waiting, and then a few performances came, and we were trying to go upstairs, but security guard was not having it.
The guy didn't even smile
at all. Like, the way he was pushing people. So then after we see, like, media was going into the front, so slowly but surely we're trying to, like, I see people going in, and then, like, but there's this one, like, MAGA girl who was blocking the way. She didn't want anybody to go in.
Oh, that stupid girl.
Yeah, like, why do you want anybody to go in? So then after Lisa basically just
said, are you guys stupid? Let's go.
And we basically just pushed the gate. And then I turn around, I see Sharon, but like she's like far. But because she's short, I couldn't see her. So as soon as
we're out of me and pushing,
yeah.
Me,
like, I'm so, over. So as soon as like we were trying to run in, I tried to grab her. The way she was lost in there. So we went in the front, and then when we seen Burner Boy, honestly, it was too packed in there. I was getting woozy and dizzy. I felt like dehydrated. I was about to faint still. I can't even lie. I had to get out of there.
I didn't even bother anymore.
I had to get out of there. The way my feet were hurting, and I went to the back and I just sat there. But yeah.
His concert overall was good. Some of the songs we did not know, so we didn't relate.
Right.
But he should have started with the bangers.
Like. The bangers, yeah.
But that's how he got everybody to stay, right? Yeah. It's funny because I was talking to our friend. Our friend was telling me how all his concerts are like he likes to start off slow,
yeah,
and then pick up and do like. Yeah, but yeah. By the time you picked up, everybody. Yeah, like, we're over yeah. it because this is like you've been doing it. You know what it was? I feel like the live band threw him off because at certain points of the songs too, like I'm like I don't hear what this guy's saying. All I hear is your band playing some loud ass music.
So yeah, so that was a good night, and then what did we do? We came back. Our feet were hurting and stuff. I don't know.
Our feet were killing us.
Our feet are killing us. I think we just came straight home.
Oh, we did. And then Nini went to go get food, right?
Oh, yeah. We went to go get food. Where I even forgot the place.
I forgot.
But the food was good.
Yeah, the burger was lit. I enjoyed my
food. So then after, I think we went shopping around a little bit and stuff. And then, where did we go?
The amount of times we went to TJ Maxx, you think that like,
oh,
you know,
TJ Maxx. Oh, yeah. We went there so many times.
The first time we went there was lit.
Right?
It was super lit.
What do we do on...
So then after that, where do we go?
Saturday? Was it Saturday?
Was that the day we chilled?
No, Saturday we didn't. Saturday we went to 11:45.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Saturday...
What are we doing in the daytime? We slept? We didn't... Did we go outside?
I feel like we went outside.
Yeah, we did. We went to Burns. Where did we go?
No, we went to 7:45 on Sunday. Today's Monday.
You went to 11:45. No, you went Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
You didn't go
yesterday,
remember?
Oh, yeah. Everybody slept. My bad.
Yeah. So they went to 11:45 on Saturday. How was that? Was it like cool. African stuff?
It was a mix.
It was good music still.
What about the crowd? Like,
The crowd was there.
Oh. I feel like we would have had more fun if we had a booth.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Section. You guys did hookah and stuff, right?
Yeah, we did.
That's what I know. There's a lot of hookah down here.
There is.
But we did hookah. We did hookah. We got a hookah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Saturday we went to the Jamaican restaurant. We went to Fox on Edgewood. That was good. We went there. The girl was very nice.
She was.
And then after we asked her like, where's the link? And she said, go to the smoke shop, right?
Yeah.
So we go to the smoke shop. I couldn't even believe what I saw. It was a smoke shop.
Like we were dumbfounded. Like we were
and
so
they were
shocked.
Selling weed and they had infused mac and cheese. Cornbread, a chicken, like pasta, fettuccine pasta, all just laying there. And they had a hookah spot. So it was like, if you need to smoke or you need anything, you could just go there and chill.
Then they gave us some poison to drink.
So we went. One of the guys was very nice. He, you know, gave us a puff of the THC or whatever.
Yeah, the other
the
one
vape.
Didn't want
us
to try
the other one, yeah, he didn't want us to try it. So it was being stingy.
That nigga was cheap as fuck.
Yeah. And then, what's it called? He even took a picture of us too.
He posted it
all the way from Toronto.
He didn't know what it was.
And then he's like, oh, I have this drink. What was it? Like infused.
It was like the apple cider kind of
apple thing. Cider.
It was like infused alcohol and weed.
And yeah. Weed, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was kind of weird, but it was good though.
It crept up though.
It crept up. That was good. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Like we went to the hood. I think that was really nice. And then that's when we went to, you guys went to 11:45, and then I went to go see Voice.
That was Voice.
We're Precious.
Oh, the girl we met
from Target. The girl we met from Target. I went with her. Because she was like,
story.
Huh?
You have to tell everybody that
story. Well, I kind of mentioned, we met her at Target. She worked at Target, and then she was like, she's actually from New York. So we were asking her, where's like the cool spots here? And she was like, there's not really that many parties. Like, she likes to listen to reggae and soca. And then I'm like, oh shit, really? Well, Voice is coming, and she's like, really? Okay, I want to go. So we went. It was kind of far still. It was like Bliss Lounge.
Was it in the hood?
Yeah, it was in the hood. We went at like 1:30. We got there by 2. Yeah, we got there by 2. Still, they weren't ready. Man never came on stage, nothing. I think he came on stage like 2:45.
At least you guys came like late, so you didn't have to see all of the bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
Yeah, and it was so good. Like, he did a good job. I was happy the way he touched my hand.
Really?
I was like, I'm a fan, girl. Yo, I love him. I love him because I was mad I couldn't see him in Toronto when he came. He came, I think, like March 17th or something. And nobody, and that's Chantel's birthday. Mm-hmm. So she was already doing other stuff. So I had nobody else to go with. So I was like, but yo, I was happy still I saw him. But anyways, after that night, what else did we do yesterday?
Yesterday was our chill day.
We went on the road and then we just went to sleep.
Yeah, we went on the road and we went to sleep. We were tired, I think.
Honestly, our bodies were done. We were trying to fight it, but it wasn't.
It wasn't working.
I know. It wasn't one of those.
I personally was still trying to go out.
But you know what? It's because it was cold too. The weather kind of made it.
I was like, not gonna go to that
block party.
In the cold, the block party. My back would have been doing some styles.
It's because after that first day it rained, the weather was just shit afterwards. Yeah. But then today, Sunday, the weather was nice. 25 Fahrenheit. 85 Fahrenheit.
Today's Monday. Mm-hmm.
Which was really good. We went around, did a couple of shopping. We went by the pool a little bit. And then, so now we're getting ready to go to Magic City, right?
I feel like we made the best out of our trip.
Yeah, we did a lot. Yeah. It was good. It was really good. But yeah.
I'd come to Atlanta again. I'd live here. I see why people come here and get stuck here.
For sure.
No, I can see why people would be stuck here.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. It's cheap out here to live out here too.
That's true too.
I like the lifestyle. The lifestyle's very welcoming and warm.
It is. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys have, like, security guards as the greeters in the stores.
That's crazy. Like, security guards in Toronto look mean. They don't do that stuff. You just walk right by them. They don't greet you.
We don't even have greeters, do we?
Yeah, we do.
We have greeters, but, like...
In certain stores.
Yeah.
In certain stores. We do.
Yeah. One thing I think we said one time is just, like, coming here... We saw that how, like, Toronto, we're kind of stush.
Yeah.
We're stush compared to, like,
but I think it's anywhere. I feel like we're just mean. Like, in general, I think Toronto's where I mean.
Well, that's why they call
people
Toronto.
People think it's funny because people outside think that we're nice.
Yeah. I feel like Canadians are polite, though.
We're polite.
We're very well-mannered. Americans say haunt to everything.
They say, mm-hmm.
I think it's their mannerisms. They don't mean to.
I don't like it, though.
No, it's really bad.
But they can put, like, not in their essays. But, you know, in essays, we can't say certain stuff. Like, they can't.
We're just not people, they all do it.
What'd you say?
Who was it? We're on the phone with somebody, but they're and even the way they responded was just like, no.
Yeah, it was kind of rude.
But they're more polite here, like, pardon me, like, especially in Atlanta.
Yeah,
I guess there's southern.
I like Toronto.
You like Miami?
Like, good morning or good afternoon.
Yeah,
you
they're nice.
In Toronto, right? It's like when you see a black person, you're staring them down.
It's true.
Yeah,
here, what? They're like, girl, you look good.
Yeah.
Where you get that from?
But I feel like it's because they can tell that.
I think
like,
they know
we're
not
from
here.
Yeah. Because I feel like if I see somebody who isn't from here too, I probably react the same exact way. But if I know you or I know of you, there's no way I'm gonna talk to you.
And they can tell instantly we're not from
here. Yeah. Oh, of course. What did the girl say at the Jamaican restaurant? She loves her accent, right?
Yeah. Everybody said that. I'm saying, what accent? People. You guys have the thick ass accent.
But to them, like,
I got anxiety.
We're gonna sound different, right?
Yeah.
Say it again, Peter. What did I say to you?
Yeah, I got anxiety.
I got exotic.
The DNA is like, can you
exotic.
I got gas. And we're at a gas station, so my dumb ass actually thought the man was talking about gas. Yo, I'm like, does the man have his own side hustle of gas? I got exotic.
Did you guys find that things are cheaper?
Nah, cause our money is shit.
Yeah, our money is shit regardless. So we're gonna end up owing.
I feel like things weren't cheap, but there was different things.
They had more variety. Yeah,
if we had U.S. currency and there wasn't no Canadian conversion, everything would be cheap. Here.
Of course,
1-to-1.
If it was 1-to-1,
we die.
100%.
We die.
Cause food here, like. We got, that chicken, that wouldn't have been, $20 back at home. It probably would have been, like,
$34. Yeah.
What's that place that everyone used to go to? The Southern place? You know, it didn't last long in Toronto.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Harlem.
Harlem. It's still there, though.
It's still there, but it boomed for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, and then it
but Harlem is, like, 34, 35 bucks. Yeah. Versus, like, here, we spent 20 bucks.
Yeah, that is
and the food was way, I mean,
because it was, like, kind of Southern style. How much was it? $15?
15.
Yeah.
The oxtail.
And you got oxtail. Oxtail in Toronto is, like, 18 bucks.
Starting.
Hey.
But they have a lunch special, and I think it's like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
At home?
No, here. Oh. And we got a good portion, too.
We did.
It was a lot of food. It was a lot.
Those things were looking like Marist.
Yeah.
Yo, my my ankle. The size of my ankle. Like, legit. And whatever animal that was, it was very tasty.
And then you guys went to Ike's, right? We tried Ghanaian food.
Oh, even tell them about the story.
Tell the story. Let me know. Because I need the deets.
Ike's is mad disrespectful.
Okay, tell me. Like,
we walked in, and we didn't even get past the freaking hostess, and she told us to, like, we can't go inside.
Hey.
And we're looking at her like, what? Like, why?
What did we do?
Disclaimer, if you're going to Ike's, do not buy the watch here. I don't care who's going to fight me.
And disclaimer, if you're a female, don't go there with shorts if you're trying to sit there.
You can't wear a crop top. No. You can't have your breasts out. You can't be in short shorts, and don't buy the watch it.
Like, it's so hard to support. I feel like it's so hard. Even I feel like if she came at us properly, then it'd be different. But because the way she
and if they listen to this, they know exactly who we are.
Yeah,
the watch is nasty.
The jollof was really good though. Yeah.
The deal I had was really good. I won't lie. I've had better, but it was good for what I expected.
The onions made it.
They seasoned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
get the beef suya.
Jeez. That one I didn't try. We
boxed that before we got to the park.
It's okay.
So, okay. We stayed home. We tried. You know.
I know. No, I was too
tired.
To
you, but like, I'm sorry. Remembered after.
Oh, okay.
We were dipping the onions in suya powder, fam. That's how you know it was good.
Hey, that's good. Nana, how was your food? You got Bangkok, right?
It was good. Chill out. It was pretty good.
That's good. That's good.
Lisa got meal. Lisa got jollof.
Yeah.
She liked hers too. We kind of killed Lisa's low key.
We're unboxing it still.
Oh, you had to. I had to try.
The way mine's still in the fridge, I'm gonna come box it after.
Maybe my girl.
But yeah, man.
I'm
so
everybody shouldn't fuck that.
Oh Lord. But yeah, so you know, this week was really good.
It was.
It was good. I had fun. Like.
So what do you guys rate Atlanta?
I give it a 9.5.
Yeah, I give it a 9. A solid 9.
Yeah, I'll say a 9 only because I feel like we didn't really go...
We were tourists, but we
adapted into like
we adapted.
We felt like home. I felt like I didn't leave my city. I was just partying something like my city.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I give it a 9. I give it a 9 because I would come back for sure.
I would come back definitely. Yeah. For sure.
Like, I would come back during like a weekend where there's events.
Yeah.
You have to find one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, even though we didn't come during any event, it was still good. Like, we got
to
do a lot.
I just want to say that I from what I've heard about it, anytime you come, it's always good. So I feel like this was one of the weekends where it was always fun. It was fun even though there wasn't like specific things.
Specific things, yeah. The only one thing I want to visit next time I come is the Trap Museum.
Oh, for sure.
Remember I was telling you Peter was saying?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys ended up
We going. Pulled up there, but my cousins got there like an hour before we did when I got there. The line wrapped around.
Hey. Oh,
and the building is not pink anymore. They changed it. They literally recreated it.
Oh, yeah.
And my cousins went inside and they're like, it's dope. Like,
oh, my God. So jealous.
No, the line was too long.
It was too long.
So we bought tickets and tickets burned. But it's 10 bucks. It's cheap.
It's 10 bucks. That's really cheap. That's the thing, yeah.
And it wraps around.
If
our flight wasn't so early, we could go tomorrow.
We could go, yeah.
And it's not far. Everything in Atlanta, too, their highways are.
It's
like, it makes sense.
Yeah, it
does. You can get around most of Atlanta.
And they're not busy, so they coast. We're like,
there's a lot of traffic though. They have like six lanes, and still there's traffic
on each side. So it's like 12 collectively.
Right?
Like, it's crazy.
And then like it's like all their roads are like curving. Mm-hmm. Like there's not one straight road. There's always a curve.
Yeah.
And everything's on a hill too.
I didn't even peep that, but it is. Everything is on the hill.
Everything was on the hill.
But Atlanta is like very accessible.
Yeah, very.
Can I let me do your?
But yeah, guys. So.
That was cool.
Uh-uh.
We seen Burna Boy.
Yeah, man.
We will be
back. Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about today.
Busy Bees.
Right? We went to Busy Bees, and it was definitely busy.
And it was definitely good.
It's high.
You don't like me. You know what, Peter? You don't like Southern food because that's how Southern food tastes.
It's, the chicken was amazing. Like, if you want good fried chicken, go to Busy Bee. The mac and cheese, you know.
No, the mac and cheese was
lit. I love mac and cheese first, so I didn't get it. But I did enjoy the candied yams and I did enjoy the potatoes.
That's good.
That's the real Southern food.
Yeah. I could tell it was real Southern food because it was crazy busy in there. And there was like a big, a lot of celebrities in there.
An hour. So we went in and, well, actually, when we were waiting outside, and then was a Beamer pulls up, and then we could see everybody's dressed up like and everybody's like, the guy looks like he's important, the man who came out. So anyways, Reverend Jesse Jackson comes out of the car, and he like starts, he waves at us, right?
They didn't know who he was.
I knew who he was. I was like, oh my gosh, it's him. And they're like, who is that? But yeah, so I was like,
and
I know his
name.
If you
don't know who he is, he's he was a part of the activism for with Martin Luther King and all this.
Yes, he's very important. So he's a very important history. So he came in, he was there, people were taking pictures, and we finally got our table, and then we see Pierre. Quality control.
The CEO.
With some next light skin chick.
She wants to get signed, right? Yeah, talking shit about the man. That's the problem.
Exposed.
Talking shit about the man.
Right? So we saw him.
Call your friend out.
We saw him, and like Lisa and Nana were contemplating about getting a picture. They finally mustered up the courage to go ask him, and he took a picture.
I had the courage.
You had courage.
We were always doing that. Nana was being very annoying.
No, so, I didn't know she was shy.
He's a normal person.
But he ended up being it. But some people are rude.
It's okay.
He's you don't know.
And he knows what he is. So, like, you know, if he really wanted to, he could have been like, no.
Right. But the thing is, it was in the restaurant, nobody knew who he was.
No. I feel like maybe they know who he is. Some people, they remember the guy that was grinning his teeth for so long. He was so amped when he healed him.
Oh, yeah. He healed him. Yeah.
I feel like
I think majority of people didn't know who he was.
Majority
because a lot of people
were
older there too. Older people. I feel like the young people if
you
know
of course.
Are you crazy?
Of course.
He No, you have to know him.
So they got a picture with him, and then also people were going up to Jesse Jackson and taking pictures with him. And then what did Pete say?
He just started looking at me, and I was trying to turn my head, but he kept looking at me. He's like, you should really get a picture with him. That's who you should really get a picture with.
He's a legend still.
Said something about he's a man.
Yeah.
He was smiling, though, when I turned over. And he was laughing.
He kept looking still. He kept looking back
at
me. Yeah.
He knew he wanted to fuck with us.
Okay. Can't wait. No,
which girl was he with?
We don't know her.
I don't know her.
I feel like it's an artist.
Yeah, I feel so.
I feel like
she looks kind of young still.
She had way too much.
I've seen her on IG before. Still.
Yeah? I feel like she's an artist. Real shit. Upcoming.
I've seen her on IG before.
Yeah. So that's good.
I think it's really dope how celebrities can actually go to like local places to eat.
Yeah.
Atlanta, like kind of you won't see that.
You won't see that.
You
at
think
all.
Drake is just pulling up just like that?
Oh hell no!
To Gem's Jerk.
Hey.
That's just like, I want this. Yeah right. Even his own.
I think they
Western
know
Road
certain places
about,
where they
go
can
there.
Go.
Where in Western Road is gonna go?
Where is he gonna go?
Not
gonna know where Western Road.
I'm talking about people from Atlanta.
But even Busy Bees is like the hood.
That's what I'm saying. You think Drake is gonna go back to Western Road even though he thinks about it every 2 seconds?
Don't call.
I'm not going there.
But I feel like Atlanta's just a different lifestyle.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like
there's so much people
like,
here with money.
The meals go to Lenox Square by themselves.
Like, that's crazy. Somebody was, I told somebody I went there, somebody was going to tell me how they just seen Chris Brown walking around. I even forgot Chris Brown actually lived in, in Atlanta.
Chris Brown lives in Atlanta?
Apparently he does.
I don't know. I think I'd be scared to ask him to take a picture.
Chris Brown?
He's weird.
But I want to take a picture with him, though.
But he's weird, though.
He's sometimes.
Yeah.
I think you have to catch them in the right setting.
Yeah.
Like if he was eating,
like I knew.
If
he looked at me and he was smiling, I'm definitely going up to him for sure.
Hey, Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, do you hear that? Chris Brown, if you're listening.
Stop this.
We need you. Good job.
He even needs to come back and make music. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
What he's
saying. The Undecided track was just—it was a little too basic.
I didn't even take it in.
Yeah. It was basic.
I didn't bother.
No, he could do better than that.
He did something quick because he liked it. That's what he did.
Yeah.
I don't know who he was owing money, but... Chris, we love you.
Real shit.
Right?
It's really good sometimes. When he's not emotional.
He's not getting crazy.
But anyways, guys, our week is over from being Barbianas and...
Barbianas
all weekend. Hey!
Lisa even did a part-time.
Yeah, she did a part-time. Yeah, but still, black hair is still Barbiana, why?
She came with her neon clothes.
So, yeah. So, hopefully tonight will be so good.
Monday, City, Monday. Super drunk.
Yeah, we have to get super drunk tonight. Still.
It only makes sense.
And Peter is sipping on his beer.
Even as he forgot he was a driver. Don't even think it comes to the
right. It's true.
Right, because I decided that Uber turned down.
Yeah.
We can still call and speak.
No.
You guys don't respect me, bro.
He's driving because he said it.
Yeah, you said it.
He wants to be the genius, so for allowing him to eat.
iPodcast signing out.
All right, so
from Halana.
Halana. All right, guys. So thank you for listening. Make sure to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends all about it.
And put hashtag Kofi K.
Okay, he said. What did
when
you say?
Listen.
Hashtag Kofi K.
Hashtag Kofi K.
Okay, I'll put the hashtag.
Not Queenie.
She doesn't even care.
I don't
care. Trust me.
Oh my gosh. But anyways, guys, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Signing out.